This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The Washington State Department of Transportation says crews are searching for a small private plane that did not reach its destination in Linden, Washington, Saturday. The plane carrying three people, including the pilot, left western Montana at about 4 o'clock Saturday and then was due in Linden at about 7 p.m. The plane did not arrive and family members notified authorities. All three occupants are family members. Their names have not been released yet. The last phone signal from one of the plane's occupants was detected at about 11 p.m. in an area near Omak, Washington. State officials say the search is centered south of Mount Maker. The plane is described as a white and red Beechcraft 35. Volunteers from the Civil Air Patrol and Washington Air Search and Rescue are assisting the Washington State Department of Transportation Aviation Emergency Services with the search. Human remains have been found in a Helena area home that burned to the ground last week. Lewis and Clark County Coroner Mickey Nelson confirmed Saturday that some human remains were found in the debris. Nelson tells the Independent Record that the person's identity has not been established yet. Undersheriff Dave Rouse says police were called Thursday by a male who said he was in the residence and intended to put a propane tank in the oven and kill himself. Nelson says the tank did not blow up, and it appears the man instead set several rooms on fire. Some Montana farmers are starting to harvest their wheat crop much earlier than usual this spring, mostly because of the hot, dry weather. Winter wheat farmers sowed wheat last fall under extremely favorable conditions. August rains delivered up to 10 inches of moisture across some parts of eastern Montana. That moisture gave winter wheat an incredible start, but then winter arrived and the moisture stopped. The Billings Gazette reports that the lack of rain has cut the yield of wheat crops, but the heat also has caused high protein. Protein is what makes Montana wheat valuable to foreign buyers looking to blend it with ordinary wheat to create flour good for making pasta. Livestock producers say it hasn't taken long for grizzly bears and wolves to start taking a toll on livestock this summer in western Wyoming. Albert Summers is a rancher who heads the Green River Valley Cattlemen's Association and is representative for Wyoming's House District 20. He tells the Jackson Hole News and Guide that he knows of about 10 livestock lost in the first couple of weeks. The 323-square-mile public lands rangeland complex in the Upper Green, about 40 miles east of Jackson, is the largest grazing allotment in the U.S. Forest Service system. The region is also the most concentrated portion of the greater Yellowstone ecosystem for grizzly bear conflict. The allotments are the site of about 40 bear livestock conflicts annually. Reports last fall of unethical conduct by hunters and landowners has resulted in a campaign to promote hunter ethics. The goal of the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is to encourage more ethical behavior and reduce conflict between hunters, outfitters, and landowners. The campaign will include a 30-second public service spot on local TV, as well as radio, print, billboard, and online ads. Montana officials are seeking public comment on proposed guidelines for elk hunting outside of the existing archery and rifle seasons. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials are considering so-called shoulder seasons for elk that would be held before or after the general hunting season. The goal is to reduce elk numbers in areas where herd populations are above the state's objectives. Several parking lots in Yellowstone National Park will be closed this week so crews can pave them. The closures will be Artist Point on Wednesday, Inspiration Point on Thursday, and Midway Geyser Friday. The Old Faithful, Upper and Lower Geyser, Uncle Tom's, and Wapiti Lake parking lots have already been completed this year. Organizers of a bike racing festival in Missoula this week have canceled the first two races because of concerns over closing high-traffic city and state roads. Tour of Montana Executive Director Nicole Adamson says the team time trial next Thursday and the one-day circuit road race on Friday both have been postponed. A 19-year-old woman died in a rollover crash after her sport utility vehicle struck a pothole on Fox Farm Road south of Great Falls. The Montana Highway Patrol says the Great Falls woman hit the pothole at about 3:45 a.m. Sunday. She overcorrected and went into a broadside skid. Her vehicle slid into a driveway approach and a rear wheel broke off, causing the vehicle to roll through a hedge and fence coming to rest in a field. The woman, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was thrown from the vehicle and died at the scene. Her name has not been released. Several parking lots in Yellowstone National Park will be closed this week so crews can pave them. The closures will be Artist Point on Wednesday, Inspiration Point on Thursday, and Midway Geyser on Friday. Thank you very much for listening for Montana Public Radio. I'm Edward O'Brien.